Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The grim task of recovering bodies from the Potomac River continues following this week's mid-air collision. The NTSB says it's now recovered the flight recorder of the Army Black Hawk helicopter, adding to the flight and data recorders recovered yesterday from the American Eagle flight. NTSB member Todd Inman says salvage crews are on scene and ready to remove the wreckage.
While there are some small aspects of that debris field, there are large chunks that will be easily recoverable, and it will aid in the investigation.
Tariffs starting tomorrow, President Trump says, and 25% tariffs on goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico and Canada, and 10% on China goods. That could lead to countries imposing their own tariffs on U.S. goods, and consumers could get caught with the tab. And the Trump administration says it is boosting its immigration housing at Guantanamo Bay, where some undocumented migrants will be transported to remain in custody. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new projection by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau found that Wisconsin's state surplus is actually a bit larger than previously anticipated. The organization projects Wisconsin will finish the 2023-2025 budget with a surplus of $4.3 billion, and that tax revenues will be nearly $900 million higher than expected in November. Officials say the increased revenues will be a result of President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs, which are expected to increase inflation. State Republicans have pushed for tax cuts through the budget surplus. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles has announced a new special license plate for the Wisconsin County Forests Association. According to a press release, residents can obtain the new plates by committing a $25 annual donation to the organization, which promotes sustainable forest management across the state. Residents will also have to pay an additional one-time $15 issuance fee, the regular vehicle registration fee, and an extra $15 each year if they want to personalize the special plate. Shell Lake School District officials say they're in the process of developing informational materials ahead of another operational referendum on the April ballot. The school board approved the referendum question earlier this month after residents narrowly voted against a similar proposal on the November ballot by about 50 votes. District officials say they want residents to hear the full situation that required them to propose the referendum and are also exploring alternative budget solutions if the referendum is voted down again in April. The Sawyer County Board of Supervisors is expected to consider the creation of a Callahan Mud Lake District again at their February meeting. The board recently discussed the proposal and voted to accept the Land, Water, and Forest Resources Committee findings on the potential designation. Officials say the postponement allowed residents to attend another webinar on lake districts, which could influence their input in the February meeting. The Board of Supervisors has until May 6th to make a decision on the lake district petition. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers making changes on their coaching staff. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN reporting the Packers plan to hire DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Covington was the Patriots' defensive coordinator last year. He was hired by Bill Belichick and was New England's defensive line coach when they won their most recent Super Bowl 5 years ago. But the Packers are losing linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli. After just 1 year in Green Bay, Campanelli is 42. He grew up in New Jersey playing linebacker at Rutgers.
I started as a high school coach. I grew up around high school football, you know, my father and my brothers and everything. So that's really where my background is.
College basketball. The Badgers hope to bounce back after losing at Maryland. Wisconsin will be at Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off time, 1 o'clock. Number 9th ranked Marquette at home in Milwaukee against UConn tomorrow night. Game time, 7 p.m. The Bucks road trip continues tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team. He'll be joining Giannis as a reserve. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, some flurries and snow showers around into the afternoon. Highs in the mid-20s. And still some flurries lingering on Sunday, mostly cloudy. Highs upper 30s.
It's 28 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and have an all-new What's Worse. Your chance to call in, have your voice heard. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Schwabba.
Do it. Light it up. Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me as we close down yet another week and say goodbye to January. I'm very excited to welcome February. Not that I like February, but once we start it, we can look forward to it being over. That's how I justify that. Riding shotgun tonight in the producer's chair is Conrad Krieger, the K-Man, as always. How you doing tonight, Conrad?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, we got a big show tonight.
We do. We do. We got a lot of great guests.
We got a lot of great guests. We got a good question. It's there's some celebrity birthdays that are, you know, mentionable. This is the first weekend, I know, for you and many football fans. I include myself. There's no NFL games.
Is the Pro Bowl this weekend? I was going to say, I think you're forgetting about the Pro Bowl flag football game.
Oh, it's flag football now?
It's been like that for 2 years now, and it's just not the same, you know? I miss when they actually took it serious, but obviously they wanted to take out injuries.
Yeah.
But it's just like the All-Star game for the NBA. When you start taking that stuff serious, it draws a lot of more fan attention.
Well, it's just kind of stupid. I mean, honestly, I thought they were always kind of mailing it in, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I just think I'd rather see them do contests anyway, because it is a dumb reason to risk injury. But
it is.
Anyway,
they do
we got the Super Bowl coming up next week. I'm sure we'll talk about that with Mike Clemens and over the next week. But tonight we have a great show. This is a fun Friday night here on Nightlight. Our pal Luke Mathers joins us at 6:35. Luke was here about a month ago, maybe a little over a month ago, actually, and took our Christmas movie quiz. And did quite well. I would say C+, four out of five.
That's higher than a C+.
Where'd you go to school? That's an 80 is like a solid, maybe a B- if you judge on the curve. My point is, if there were more questions, Luke probably would have done much better. His percentages probably would have gone up. We only threw five at him. This time we're gonna come at him. We've doubled or tripled the amount of questions. And the quiz is about Wisconsin, his beloved Wisconsin. He is a true and true Wisconsinite. I mean, I am too. You are too. But Luke, he loves the sports teams. He knows a lot because he works in news. He works, kind of does everything. He's an executive producer at Civic Media. So it'll be interesting to see how much he knows about Wisconsin. How do you think he'll do?
I think he'll do good. I think he will. Because I made some of the questions a little easier, but I made a couple tough ones.
Yeah. And I it's probably a little tougher than the movie quiz was. Although I was surprised he did as well as he did on that. He did pretty well on that. So Luke will be here at 6:35. We'll have some fun with Luke. We'll ask him a few other things, maybe a sports question here or there, and we'll give him the Wisconsin quiz, folks. How much do you know about your state? Do you know more than Luke? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. listen in and find out. Then at 7:05, my old pal Rich Brown, a guy I did stand up with years ago and became very good friends with, will join the show to talk about comedy writing. And Rich has so many stories. He'll probably tell us a story or two about his days partying in the 70s. He's a little older than me. I never lived through that 70s partying thing like I hear people talk about. It was pretty, things were pretty sterile in the 80s when I was in school. It's like maybe kind of like the 50s. But Rich has these stories where like sometimes I can't believe he lived through them. But he will be here to talk comedy writing at 7:05. And then it is, ladies and gentlemen, a bar band Friday night here at Nightlight. Terry Barr, our good friend and co-host of Max Inc. Radio, who does so many great things here at Civic Media, will be here and bring us new music and great conversation. Did you hear the songs that she sent, Conrad?
They're great.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And I like when she sends us something different, too. And tonight's a little different. It's got kind of a bluesy, jazzy... I like it. So we'll hear from Terry. She can explain everything, and we will pick her brain about some of the music and some of the guests coming up on Max Inc. Radio. I did an interview yesterday with Jimmy from Max Inc., and that was really fun. I talked to Jimmy for quite a while on my ride home last night, and they have such a good time there, and it's just another one of those great Civic Media, kind of like Nightlight, where it's sort of laid back, chill, you know, and they eat up a lot of time on the weekends, Saturday night, 6 to midnight. That's a huge show and a huge show to plan. They do such a great job. Terry will be here at 7:35, taking some extra time to be with us here on Nightlight. You know, Green and Gold opens today. Anders Lindwall was on the show. He's the director of Green and Gold. This is his first attempt at a feature film. And so many directors, folks, make the leap, you know, when they're commercial directors and they shoot more short form stuff like that. Every director wants to do a movie. They want to try it. Well, Anders tried it. He's been working on this script for years, and he and his brother, actually, and they finally got it in shape. They got the money together. They shot this film. It's his first foray into the feature film world. And by all accounts, it looks like it's doing really well. He's got like a 69. There's 16 reviews in on Rotten Tomatoes. And he's got a 69%, which is fantastic. So I hope the film crushes. He was a great guest on the show. He seems like just a really good guy. And when he was on the show, I teased him about being raised in the suburbs of Marinette up in Stevenson, Michigan, which is about 25 minutes away. But he's actually was born and bred in Iron River, Michigan as well. So really good guy. The movie looks great. I hope it does well. I'm excited to see it. Are you going to go this weekend, Conrad?
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
You got your ticket?
I don't got it yet, but I'm gonna go tomorrow for a late showing if I can find one around Green Bay, which yeah. I should be able to.
You should be able to. I haven't looked in Marinette yet here to see if it's. I'm sure it's playing at some point, but I'll probably try to check it out this weekend too. But good luck to Anders. Very exciting stuff. And if all goes as planned, he'll be making more feature films, so that's exciting too. I saw this. Well, you saw this Michael Scott.
Yes.
Hold on. I want to get to that, but let's get the question out there because we have a couple of pre-recorded segments tonight. And if people want to text, I want them to get the text in so we can read them and not have this big lull while we're doing our pre-recorded stuff. But our question of the night, folks, is here. It's right now. It's happening.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What do you overspend on? Very simple question. What do you overspend on? What do you wish you didn't spend so much money on? For me, it's food. Eating out. I eat out too much. I could probably save $200 a month, maybe more, if I didn't eat out so much. I know some people spend money on coffee. Some people have gas guzzlers. They spend too much for insurance. But I saw this on Yahoo Entertainment today, and it said the 8 worst culprits for overspending. And then they gave us a list of 16, which is probably part of the problem. Number one is auto insurance, which I was not expecting because that. You know, if you shop around, it seems like if you can get in the right ballpark, at least you're not overspending exorbitantly. Number two is online shopping. it's easy to do and maybe therefore easier to spend money. Paying off credit card debt on your own when some companies are willing to help, like with zero balance transfers. We just talked about this with Chip Chinnery the other day, and that's why this kind of caught my eye. You can transfer your credit card balances onto a zero interest card and pay it off without paying interest, because most of your payments go to interest anyway if your debts are high enough. Four, not getting a financial advisor. Conrad, do you have a financial advisor?
I do not. My mom,
ask me more questions.
My
mom?
She tries
to help
me out. Is
she good with money?
Yeah, she tries to help me out.
Nice. Does she give you good advice? You think she's steering you in the right direction?
Yeah, she used to get mad at me for spending money.
That makes sense. Were you spending her money?
In college, yeah.
Okay, there you go. My daughter does that. I get these bills. I'm like, Starbucks, 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 Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. And I'm like, I don't know how she gets the numbers. And then she'll call me, hey, Dad, can you transfer money? I want to go to Starbucks. I'm like, you're already going to Starbucks. Why? Crazy. But she doesn't spend that much. It's not like it's a problem. I just don't know. I would like to cut back in all areas. But it says number five is not tapping into your home's equity, which I found interesting. Number six, paying for subscriptions you don't even use. Streaming services.
Yeah.
You know, you said did you get Apple TV back?
No, I actually, when I get it, I cancel it like right away, because you can still have all of it for the rest of the month. So I don't forget it. You know, I don't forget if I ever knew on. So I cancel it right away so that I don't forget. So that's one thing I make sure to cancel. Okay. And then if I want it back, I see a good TV show, I'll do it again, you know?
That's the way to do it. I mean, I applaud you for that, because I'm not as organized as I should be when it comes to that, because I spend a lot of money on streaming platforms. But that's our question tonight, folks. What do you overspend on? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Another one on here is late fees. You're a day or two late. On a credit card, it could be $30 to $50. Even on Spectrum, once in a while I'm late on Spectrum. I don't think it's a crazy charge, but it's still a charge of money you don't have to spend. So what do you overspend on? You can let us know via text, or you can text us on the app, or hit us up on the stream. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're WISS, WGBW, or Nightly with Pete Schwabba. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, it is Civic Media or WGBW.
Did you hear on the news that Chelsea O'Donnell, Rosie O'Donnell's daughter, was busted in Marinette County?
I did see that, yes.
I mean, I'm proud of where I'm from. I'm proud of Marinette. There's a lot of great people here. And there's some really cool stories of people who are from here. But then we have our Chelsea O'Donnells, our Pauly Shores, our highest bar capita per rate. In the 70s and 80s, we had more bars per capita here than anywhere in the world. We also had the highest unsolved murder rate in the 70s. Put that in your pipe and puff on it. How does that happen? I mean, it's probably two murders, but in the amount of people we have here, that's a lot, you know? So we always seem to make, and then there was a CIA operative dropped behind enemy lines named Hasenfuss in the 90s, I think it was. And he was like connected to Ali North and the Contras. It was just like Marinette just makes the headlines for the craziest stuff. Unlike Uwascom, your hometown.
Yeah,
which seems to Jesus be like a little Mayberry.
Yeah, there's about, like, I think 4,000 people, so.
See, Marinette dwarfs. I live in the big city. we got to go to a break already? What's going on here? We just got here. Okay. So we'll do this, and then we'll come back and talk about Michael Scott's girlfriend. I'll read some of your texts. And Family Guy dropped today, folks. We got some funny Family Guy clips, too. It's all coming up on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true.
When you lay in my arms, you do the things you do. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one. My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
That is the great Peter Griffin. This is the anniversary of Family Guy dropping and entering our lives and bringing us many, many laughs. Our question of the night is, what do you overspend on? I think a lot of people say coffee. And like we were talking about with Chip the other night, if you really like going out to get coffee, you're not really overspending. If it brings something to your life other than just the liquid you're drinking, it's okay. He suggested finding a way to pay for it, cutting something else. But I don't know. I overspend on food. I go out to eat too much. And on the text line, Annie says, Annie in Watertown says, why aren't you writing off your subscriptions? Certainly work related. That's true, Annie. And I do. However, like my wife always says, here's how I'll justify something. I'll say it's a write-off. She's like, well, we still have to pay for it. And as I found out when I was doing my taxes this year, I thought I could write off my mileage back and forth to Green Bay. They wouldn't let me do that. The government said, no, that's your job. Okay. So it's just kind of a hit. Same thing with the subscriptions. Like I am able to write those off, but I still have to pay for it. So I'm thinking maybe Annie's an accountant. That's pretty savvy. That's a pretty savvy text, Conrad.
I agree.
Yeah. Annie also says, too much on vehicles, country living's necessary expense. Yeah, that's true too. If you have a commute, I mean, I fill my tank. I have a hybrid. I still fill my tank 3 times a week. 2.5 times a week, whatever. It adds up. I agree. So let us know what you overspend on. And we have a great show tonight, folks. Luke Mathers is coming up in a few minutes. He's going to take our Wisconsin quiz. We're going to check Luke's knowledge of his beloved Wisconsin, our beloved Wisconsin. And I trust that he will do well. We shall see, though. Rich Brown is here at 7:05. Rich writes for the Farrelly Brothers, and he's written for other movies, done a lot of punch-up. He's a great joke writer. And a very funny stand-up comedian. He'll be here at 7:05. And then it is a bar band Friday night. So at 7:35, Terry Barr will be here from Max Inc. Radio. Always fun to have Terry. So what do you overspend on, Conrad? Did you tell me?
I would probably agree with coffee. There's something about just getting that coffee in the morning that instead of making it. I don't know why.
Right.
It tastes better, maybe.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I used to be like that, but Now I'm all about, I wake up, I click the button, and in 3 minutes, I've got it just the way I like it. So I do save money there. I do save, another one is cell phones. People go crazy. Like when I had Sprint, for 4 of us, and my kids were young at the time, like middle school, high school, it was over $300 a month. And then I switched to Verizon, it was even more. And now I am on the Cricket bandwagon, and I have been for 7 years. Are you ready for this, Conrad? You ready to take a memo? 4 lines, $100 a month, unlimited everything, no fees. They do kind of treat you like you're a bad tenant, though. Like, if you don't pay your bill right on time, they turn it off and you can't make a call. And it's like, oh man, and it's only a $10 charge. And I forgot to pay it a few times over 8 years. But even with a $10 charge, it's a fraction of what I was paying at other companies. And Cricket is on the AT&T network. So the coverage is great. So I saved probably $200 a month over the last 8 years. That adds up too. And I'm only saying this, this kind of fascinates me now because I've never really paid attention to finances like that. I kind of felt like if I had enough to pay my bills, great. But I know I need to be smarter, and that's why this article caught my attention today and made me think of our conversation with Chip Chinnery the other night, or Chip's Money Tips. Okay, so we have a big anniversary today in the world of show business, and that is the dropping of Family Guy. And we just heard a little bit of some Peter Griffin instrumentals, I guess. What do we have? We have clips here. We have the redneck one. I love that one.
Yeah.
Let's play this. Okay. So on the anniversary of Family Guy, which dropped in 1999, 26 years ago, folks. That's why I'm such a great financial guy, is because I can do math that quickly. But here is a great clip from Family Guy of Peter Griffin at his best.
Peter, what the hell are you doing with a pickup truck?
Wait, let me guess. This is because of the Redneck Comedy Festival, isn't it?
Oh, that dog of mine.
We now return to Carl Sagan's Cosmos, edited for Rednecks.
I'm Carl Sagan. Just how old is our planet? Scientists believe it's 4 billion...
Hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Scientists have determined that the universe was created by a...
God.
Big Bang. If you look at the bones of a
Jesus...
Tyrannosaurus Rex, it's clear by the use of carbon dating that...
Mountain Dew is the best soda ever made.
Peter, do we have to watch this?
This is what rednecks watch, Brian.
Peter, that's disgusting. Here, spit in this cup instead.
Oh, there's my apple juice.
Stewie, wait, don't...
Where's my money? You gonna give me my money?
Never mind.
I think my favorite moments on Family Guy are when Brian talks down to Peter. Brian the dog.
Yes.
Well, just give that condescending, like, Peter, like... just cracks me up. Bridget on the text line, she's in the 818, says, I think groceries. What? I lost my text. There we go. Every time I step into a grocery store, I spend at least $20 or $30 when I don't. And when I don't meal prep, I go every day. I'm trying to meal prep, so I spend less. Wow, we got some really frugal listeners. I like this. You ever meal prep, Conrad?
Personally, myself, I've only done it a couple times, but I go over to my brother's and we all do like a meal prep together and it makes it a lot easier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a blast actually.
Yeah. So that's the greatest, cause I have meals for like 2 weeks and then I go back to having nothing.
Then you go back to Taco Bell.
Oh no.
It's important. And I'm trying to get better at that too. Like you have it, you just pull it out, you zap it, or you put it in the air fryer. I would love to be better at that. Ross from Crawford County says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I overspend on reading material, multiple newspapers and journals, and I don't get to them all. That is frustrating. He says 150 a month or more. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of reading to do. I thought I had a lot of TV to watch. That's crazy. All right, keep those texts coming, folks. We've got a couple pre-recorded segments coming up here, but we'll get to your texts afterwards if you want to share what you overspend on. Coming up next, Civic Media All-Star Luke Mathers takes our Wisconsin quiz. It's a Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are once again proposing an extension of Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers. It's the second time that the bipartisan group has advocated for the legislation, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's unlikely the proposal will become law this session. Wisconsin is one of only two states in the country that have not extended the coverage. The extension would allow mothers on Medicaid to receive a full year of coverage to protect against a number of post-birth medical issues. With the tax season underway in Wisconsin, officials are reminding eligible residents that they can utilize the Internal Revenue Service's direct file system for free. Residents who have an income of under $200,000 per year and those claiming itemized deductions are eligible to use the direct file system. Officials say the process is fast and secure and are hoping all eligible residents receive the earned income tax credit. Wisconsin residents can confirm their eligibility for the free service at directfile.irs.com. Officials from the Bayfield County Sheriff's Office say they're looking for abandoned properties to use as training sites. According to a social media post, Sheriff's Office officials are asking community members to share potential abandoned locations they own or know of to be used for training scenarios. Officials say training in a real-life structure offers law enforcement authorities a better hands-on experience. Anybody who has suggestions about those potential sites can message the Sheriff's Office through their social media accounts. A 21-year-old Duluth man has been charged in relation to a shooting near Tower Avenue in Superior earlier this month. According to court documents, 21-year-old Sadua Boyd was charged with aggravated battery, use of a dangerous weapon, as well as resisting and obstructing an officer. The alleged shooting occurred on January 16th at around 10 p.m. at an apartment complex near the intersection of Tower Avenue and North 37th Street. Authorities say Boyd and the victim knew each other, and they were able to locate Boyd shortly after the incident. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think OJ did it, including OJ. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, is a new four-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, some flurries and snow showers around into the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. And still some flurries lingering on Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs upper 30s. Currently it's 26.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk about the controversy over how test scores are rated in Wisconsin schools and connect the dots to neglect from the legislature.
Weekday mornings starting at 6.
I dare you Not to be excited for this next segment. How can you not when Jump Around is playing? That is outstanding, and it is the perfect music as we introduce our next guest. It is a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. So after this awesome quiz we give our colleague here, stick around for comedy writer Rich Brown and Bar Band Friday night co-host of Max Inc. and one of our frequent flyer faves, Terry Barr. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome our next guest. He is kind of a jack of all trades and everyman. It is my pleasure to welcome Civic Media's own and proud Wisconsin native, I should say, sports fan and all-around great dude, Luke Mathers. Luke, welcome.
Great to be here, Pete. Happy to join you on Nightlight.
Well, you know what? The last time you were here, you did a Christmas movie quiz. And you embarrassed us, frankly, because you crushed the quiz. You got an 80%, which I know translates probably to today's high school classroom as a C, but to us it was an A+ because it was very impressive.
The one you got me with stumped on was I had still never heard of it. I was listening for it in all the Christmas playlists, but you had a good one on there. You had a curveball.
What was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
That's how much we stumped you, a month later. Still didn't know.
Yeah, it's wild that it's only been just over a month ago. So the I know, it's time like, flies.
Did you make a New Year's resolution?
Just trying to be more intentional, I think. Just not anything specific. Just I don't like making changes just because the calendar changes. So just trying to be intentional with things and stay healthy, all the you know, the cliche ones.
Yeah. Sounds like you're really committed.
I'm doing all right, though. I think set the bar low. You can succeed easier, right?
Well, it's funny because I need the calendar. I need something to motivate me. Like if I was like, well, I don't believe in the calendar, I can stay fat for another month. You know what I mean? Like I kind of use those excuses and I let myself go there. That's why I like having just the slightest little bit of motivation, but
that's fair.
Those are all
well,
good.
The calendar is about to change tomorrow, so there you go. Get ready for whatever your February resolutions are.
That's right, we're on Schwabe calendar here when it comes to New Year's resolutions. How you doing, buddy? I'm so glad you took time out during this slow news week to be with us here and have some fun on Nightlight.
Yeah, I wouldn't pass up the opportunity to join you and have some fun on the lighter side of the news. All the crazy, crazy stuff going on.
We break all the big Hollywood stories. Are you going to go see Green and Gold this weekend, Luke, the Anders Lindwall movie that was shot in Door County?
I have not yet bought my tickets, but I'm planning on getting a chance to see it. Is it only in theaters this weekend?
I don't know about that. I know that initially I thought it was a wider release, but they're starting in Wisconsin, and maybe if it does well, and it's getting pretty good reviews. Like on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like at 70%, so maybe they would roll it into other markets, but... for sure this week, but it's hard to know. If it does well, they'll keep it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I hope to go and get a chance to see it. We've also got Groundhog's Day this weekend, and I live just outside of Madison in Sun Prairie, so we got a big Groundhog Festival that I'll be keeping an eye out on Sunday.
Oh, nice. Have you seen the Groundhog Day movie?
Oh, of course. Okay. Of course. Yeah. You got to bring up the Sonny and Cher right now. Just, I got you, babe.
Yeah, right. The madness. Yes. We had Rick Overton on last night, who was in the film. He played one of the town drunks. He's a great comedian. And he spoke so glowingly about being in that movie. And it's just, I love getting insights because that's one of my all-time favorite movies. And it's kind of wasted on a non-holiday in a weird way. Like Groundhog's Day is kind of cool, but you know, this is a classic movie.
I would just say wasted, but it created its own movie genre. Like there's now the type of movie that is Groundhog's Day movies. And so it's got like its own little corner of cinematography all to itself.
Exactly. We just haven't had another good Groundhog Day movie.
I really like Palm Springs. If you haven't seen the movie Palm Springs with Andy Samberg, I thought that was really good. And I think it falls right in that that genre.
I have not seen that. Conrad is shaking his head enthusiastically, though, which makes me think he's either choking or he saw the movie.
It's on Hulu.
Hopefully he saw the movie.
It's on Hulu, so check it out.
I hope so. There's no one there to give him a Heimlich maneuver today. So, all right. I will add that to my list. I kind of forgot about that. But Luke, we are excited because you are like, since I met you a year and a half ago when I started at Civic Media, you always had the Brewers hat on or the Bucks hat on. You're very tied into all things around Madison and Wisconsin. You are a true Wisconsin Patriot. And that's why I think this quiz is perfect for you. So when we talked about it, we were like, well, let's give him a Wisconsin quiz, because we just did this the other night with another filmmaker. So I think you're going to do well.
All right. I hope so. Because now, you know how just a minute ago I was saying I got to set the bar low? And I'm a little worried that you're setting the bar too high for me. But I think I'm hoping I can do all right.
Just to mess you up, I had Conrad compile a list of Iowa questions. So but we put Wisconsin instead. So I think you'll do all right. All right. You ready, buddy?
I'm ready when you are, Pete.
Conrad, you're going to have to crush that bell because I don't have one here. So beautiful. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Mathers is about to take our Wisconsin quiz. A true Wisconsinite, an awesome Civic Media employee, and a man I'm proud to call my friend, Luke Mathers. Here we go. Number one, the first kindergarten classes in the U.S. were held in what city in 1850s? 1856 at the home of a German couple.
See, I knew it was a Wisconsin thing. You can't even read the question with a straight face.
I'm just laughing because I said to Conrad, let's go easy on him. And I'm like, he's asking for everything but their social security numbers here. All right.
Yeah, so, right. Last name with a couple. Is it multiple choice or am I guessing?
It is multiple choice. Okay. So, all right, I'll read the question again with a straight face. The first kindergarten classes in the U.S. were held in what city in 1856 at the home of a German couple? A, is it Watertown? B, Kewaskum? C, Green Bay, or D, Sun Prairie?
I want to say it is Watertown, A.
Hey!
All right.
One for one. When I saw Kewaskum on there, that's Conrad's hometown, so yeah. I thought, all right, he's tipping his hat. But
well, he threw my current residence on there, too, of Sun Prairie, so I think I saw the smoke a little bit that Conrad was trying to throw.
All right, nice. That's good teamwork. Okay. Number two. Luke Mathers, one for one. Focusing on a group of six teenagers' lives in Point Place, Wisconsin, 50 years ago, what's the name of the groovy Fox period sitcom that starred Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
That would be That 70s Show. I don't even need the multiple choice for that one.
Luke is killing it, two for two. I love it. All right, number three. Delavan, Wisconsin is the location of the factory that produces what brand of rectangular chocolate mint candies? Is it A, Mars Bars, B, Twix, C, Junior Mints, or D, Andy's Candies?
I didn't know they were out of Delavan, but I'm going to have to go with Andy's Candies, D. All right.
That is correct, and I had no idea either. I thought they were made, like, in Europe.
I don't know if they're that good, but they're pretty tasty.
No, they're fine, but I'm just saying, like, I thought they meant, like, the Andes Mountains, not, like, you know.
Oh, gotcha. Maybe that's what they're trying to play up. They're trying to invoke that feeling for you, Pete, and you're buying into the advertising.
I totally am. I'm trying to eat something exotic, and it's from, Delaware.
Right down the street.
Right. All right, number four. What tear-inducing satire news site was founded by two students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1988? Is it A, Puberty, B, The Onion, C, The Poke, D, ESPN?
Love the little Badger's nod. It's B, The Onion.
Absolutely. Well done, Luke. All right. Luke is 4 for 4. This is outstanding.
See, I'm feeling good. I'm more like Dame with his free throws rather than Giannis and his free throws. That's just what okay. I'm trying to, I'm trying to encapsulate that.
I love it. You're like a regular Ben Chan here, Luke, with our Jeopardy guys. So,
yeah, there we go.
All right. Number five. The first cheesehead was not worn at a Green Bay Packers game, but instead at a game for what baseball team? Is it A, Chicago Cubs, B, Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, sorry, C, Milwaukee Braves, or D, Milwaukee Brewers?
Oh, now this is where it's going to be tricky because
that's a tough one.
I would say I think it's a Brewers game, but it could have been a Braves game before the Braves moved down to Atlanta. I gotta feel like
3 seconds.
The move happened later. I'm gonna go with a Brewers game. I'm gonna go with D. All right.
He is killing it, ladies and gentlemen. They don't call him the best all-around man at Civic Media for nothing. Luke Mathers is 5 for 5. I'm proud of you, Luke. You're doing justice by nightlight and yourself. Number six. During the summer, the population of Door County reaches blank the number of year-round residents. Is it A, 5 times,
B, 20 times, C, 100 times, or D, 10 times?
Oh, geez. I feel like that's it's got to be either one. 5 or 10 times, because I don't think there's 100 times the population on the Little Peninsula. It might fall right into Lake Michigan if that was the case. But I'm gonna go with the conservative guess of 5 times the population. A.
Oh, so close.
I got one wrong. Oh,
yeah. We need
Conrad doesn't even have the buzzer up for a wrong answer because he was just hoping I was going 15 for 15.
He's ashamed. I think we need, when Luke gets one wrong, Conrad, we need either on Wisconsin or jump around just to keep the momentum up because he's doing really well.
Is it 10 times the population over the summer?
It is. And you know what? Honestly, if I had to guess, I maybe would have said 20 or 100 times because these tourist towns in Wisconsin in the summer, it's insane how many people go there.
Yeah, we go to Door County for Labor Day every single year as a family, but I wouldn't have thought that there was 10 times the population, really.
Yeah, I guess 10 times sounds about right because hotel, yeah, you can't, they couldn't fit 100 times.
There's a lot of campgrounds and stuff like that, but I don't think people are camping for the residency all summer long.
Exactly. All right. Now that you've psyched yourself out, Luke. Luke is 5 for 6. We're at number 7. Soviet satellite Sputnik 4 fell out of orbit in 1962, and while most of it burned up on reentry, a 20-pound piece of debris crashed to the ground in what city? Is it A, Manitowoc, B, Madison, C, Tomahawk, or D, Kenosha?
All right, I'm grateful that you didn't put any of those other mid-coastal cities along Lake Michigan there, because had you put Sheboygan and Manitowoc and maybe like Green Bay, I would have gotten it wrong, but it's Manitowoc then.
Very nice. You know what? Have you been there, Luke? Have you seen it?
I have not seen it, no. I've heard a lot about it, but never had the chance to visit it yet.
I went there last October. Amanda set this up. I was I judged a costume contest at Sputnik Fest. And I was like expecting this big shrine or whatever where the thing fell. And the thing, like looking like a space capsule, it's not. It's a little, like a round cylinder in the street, like that big.
And that's it.
Nothing, no sign. I mean, it's in the middle of the street, so there's only so much they could do. But I was like, it was kind of like, oh, really? Okay. You know, it makes sense though. They couldn't really do too much.
Right.
But it is fascinating to look at. Okay. Number 8, Luke, what is he? Conrad, is he 6 of 7?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Number 8. 92 more questions. Hang in there. The first ever Flag Day was celebrated in what county? Is it A, Brown County? B, Dane County. C, Ozaukee County, or D, Washington County?
Oh, see, this is going to be another tough one.
That's a tough one, yeah.
Which county observed Flag Day first? I'm just throwing darts at this one. I'm going to go with Washington County, D.
It is not. That is my hometown county. I threw that in there just for me.
Just for you. Oh, yeah, I picked yours then.
And Luke took the bait.
There it goes. There's the buzzer. All right, which one is it then?
It's C, Ozaukee County.
Okay, right next door there in Washington and Ozaukee County. Okay.
Can we get one more question in before a quick break, Con? I think we have time, right?
Yeah, we have 1 minute left.
All right, here we go, Luke. Number 9, celebrated on April 22nd, Earth Day was created by then-Wisconsin U.S. Senator A.
Gaylord Nelson. I don't even need you to go all the way through it. It's Gaylord Nelson.
The kid is on fire. What hat are you wearing, Bucks?
Yep.
All right, we need a new nightlight hat because he's crushing our quizzes. All right, Luke Mathers is with us for a few more minutes. We're going to do a very short break. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is here with new music and sparkling conversation. And comedy writer Rich Brown will be along shortly. But first, we've got more to do with Luke Mathers crushing our nightlight Wisconsin quiz. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. This fills my heart.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
It's like the greatest college football music ever. You almost forget we had a mediocre team this year. And Luke Fickell is so far. I don't know. What do you think, Luke? You have the same name.
A little disappointing for what I think he was billed for.
Me too.
Hasn't quite lived up to the hype yet, but it takes a lot to change a college program's identity. And bringing the air raid to Wisconsin when we were like a run and defensive school, it's expected to take some growing pains. So we'll see how this upcoming season goes.
Diplomatically put, and I hope you're right, because you're right. There was a lot of fanfare when he got here. I was pretty excited. So I thought they'd be in the hunt for the national championship maybe by this year, but maybe that was unrealistic.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to win in any of those, especially now in the Big Ten with four new teams from the Pac-12 that fell apart. Like Washington and Oregon are constant contenders when it comes to the hunt for the national championship. So things just got more difficult since Fickell got here too.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, it's like the most competitive conference right now, the big 38. Okay, Luke Mathers is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He is in the middle of taking our Wisconsin quiz, our Nightlight Wisconsin quiz. How are we doing, Conrad? He's 7 of 8?
Yes, yep.
Okay, that's nothing to sneeze at, Luke. Listen, I'm not trying to. If you weren't married, and you went out,
I got
tonight,
two wrong. Hang on, I gotta be 7 for 9 or 8 for 10.
I was trying to give you one back. That's right. You corrected.
It's all good. I don't want the mulligan or anything like that, or the breakfast.
Conrad,
ball.
7 for 9.
Score me appropriately.
Who are you to play God, sorry, Conrad? You got two wrong. You got two wrong. All right, don't do him any favors. Luke doesn't take charity from anybody. Thought you'd know that by now. Okay, so number 10, here we go. We got, what, 5 more questions. What is the motto for Wisconsin? Pardon me, is it A, deer are near? B, beer for all? C, forward? Or D, whoop, sorry, didn't see you there.
Pete, you're just killing this stand-up set, my friend. You're just
I'm glad I didn't read these before. It's like I would say reaction.
You're getting your pure reaction. This one is easy too for me. I do know the Wisconsin state motto is C forward.
I mean, what kind of knuckleheads are in the back room going, how about beer for all? I think we can aim a little higher than that.
I think Conrad's writing of these joke answers is pretty good, though, because he's got you rolling.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, number 11. Where was the first Quick Trip? Was it A, West Bend, B, Marinette, C, Eau Claire, or D, Saukville?
Oh, geez. See, that's I thought it was La Crosse. So I'm going to have to go with the closest to La Crosse. I'm going to have to go with Eau Claire then.
Wow, right. Way to go. Very
See,
nice.
I was waiting for La Crosse to come up, and I was like, oh, I don't know if it's going to be La Crosse or Eau Claire, but okay, Eau Claire it is.
You know, I just, when we got a Quick Trip in Marinette finally, like, we're usually the last city to get, you know, an Arby's or whatever it is, and it's like people lose their minds. But I was talking with a group of guys, and one of them said, we're getting a Quick Trip. And the guy looks at him and goes, no, we're getting two.
That's usually how they come. They like to come in pairs for Quick Trips. All of a sudden you got, you see none of them, and then they pop up in pairs like that. It's pretty wild.
I'm envious. I mean, he was so proud. Like, it took nothing to get him that excited. It was great. All right. Luke is still crushing it. All right. In what Wisconsin, this is number 12. In what Wisconsin city was the typewriter invented in 1867? Was it A, Beaver Dam, B, Typerville? I'm kidding. B, Beloit, C, Kiel, or D, Milwaukee?
I'm going to have to go. This is a guess again, too. I'm going to throw out A for Beaver Dam.
Oh, sorry, Luke. I thought you were serious about sports. It's D, Milwaukee.
Oh, really? The typewriter was invented in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
I learned that today too.
Why does that surprise you guys? I'm just curious.
I guess I don't know. I feel like if it was Milwaukee, I would have known about it. But I guess not the case.
That's fair. All right, two more questions. Number 13, what is the state wildlife animal? Is it A, badger, B, white-tailed deer, C, elk, or D, oriole?
Okay.
I'll read those again. A, badger, B, white-tailed deer, C, elk, or D, oriole.
I was leaning towards white-tailed deer, but Pete, your little emphasis on it makes me think that's correct. Because we weren't named the Badgers after the animal. We were named the Badgers after the miners. And so I had a feeling that it wasn't that going to be that one. So, yeah, the deer.
My bad. I was looking out for you, and you knew it anyway. Apologies. Actually, we have two more. All right, let's jam through this. What is the biggest recorded what is the highest recorded temperature in Wisconsin on July 13th, 1936? Is it A, 126, B, 114, C, 104, or D, 107?
Ooh, that's a hot, hot day here for our state. I'm going to have to go with 114. All right, 126 seemed too high, so...
If you weren't married, you would have chicks. Luke, you should go out tonight.
It's just bar trivia, man. It's just useless knowledge all up in here.
Where are better bars in Wisconsin? All right. We got time for a quick one. Then we got to go. Number 15. What famous actor grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin and played an angry green guy? A, Willem Dafoe.
Mark Ruffalo! Yeah! I hit my 80% threshold.
Luke, it's awesome. All right, we are already working on a new quiz for you, Luke. Thank you so much for your time, buddy. Always
pleasure,
fun.
Gentlemen.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Take it easy.
All right, that's Civic Media's own Luke Mathers. Great guy, and it was a lot of fun. So we'll be right back with comedy writer Rich Brown. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., joins to reflect on the legacy of the birthday boys, Thomas Paine and FDR. Also, will tariffs on Canada and Mexico lower prices for Wisconsinites? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News the Trump White House is compiling a list of agents and officials at the FBI they want gone, including anyone tied in any way to the insurrection and classified documents investigations.
It's very concerning to FBI agents and to former agents and people in the law enforcement community that these actions are being taken. And the reactions are still coming in, and there's a lot of concern on Pennsylvania Avenue across from the Justice Department.
ABC's Jack Date. At a medical facility in the Detroit suburb of Troy, Michigan, a hyperbaric chamber exploded, killing a 5-year-old boy inside the machine and injuring his mother standing next to it. Cause undetermined. South Carolina gave a lethal injection to Marion Bowman Jr., condemned for the shooting death of a friend whose burned body was found in the trunk of a car. He maintained his innocence since his arrest. Bowman's the third execution in South Carolina in 4 months. This is ABC News.
Hey,